Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues is the name of this show. We're here every weekday, Monday through Thursday. We do an hour and a half of current events talk, and then on Friday we have Trivia Friday, which is a lot of fun. If you haven't heard that show, we have a lot of fun on Trivia Friday / Learning University, and we'll be here live for that on Friday with Ed Battagliano and J.J. Jasper.
Ed will be the comeback kid.
Yeah, he's going to come in on Friday. So we'll look forward to seeing Ed then. I haven't seen him all week. He's taken off this week. We have people on our staff, and I'm not judging people, okay? I'm just going to tell you, we have several people on our staff. They save their vacation days for the end of the year, and they just pile them up. So that they ended up taking two and a half weeks off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Ed's going to take a week and a half or so off, which is fine.
Yep.
But I've always been a little curious. Maybe I mentioned this before. Curious may not be the right word. Why you save your vacation days for the time of the year that it gets dark at 5 o'clock and it's cold.
Yes.
Cool to cold.
Yes. And there are other reasons. This ministry is very kind. Gives us days off.
Right.
Around Christmas
time. Around Christmas. We take Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off.
And this year we're celebrating Canadian Boxing Day, the day after Christmas.
Isn't everybody?
No.
That's, huh?
No, the day after Christmas.
I put it on my calendar.
At the Boxing Day?
Canadian Boxing Day.
All right. Very good.
Is that December 26th, right?
That's right. Thank you very much.
I've invited a lot of people over to watch the boxing that day from Canada.
Well, plus the other reason not to take your vacation this period, because there's always great snacks and food around here.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to miss it.
I know, but exactly. So I've tried to talk to Brother Ed about this, you know, to try to convince him, hey, man, you need to take your vacation days in June, okay? More of them in June.
Yeah.
Where it's sunshine till 8. 8:30, it's warm. You can do a lot of things besides just sit in your house. See, I'm judging. I got to watch that. Paisley Jordahl joined us. How you doing, Brother Steve?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you very much. I challenge either one of you to name a boxer from Canada.
A Canadian boxer?
Can you, Fred?
Was it maybe Joe Louis? Is he from Canada?
It's St. Louis.
I don't know. I don't know. Who's? You name one.
There was a Richardson.
There was a Richardson one time?
Yes, who was a boxer.
Well, that's why we have Canadian Boxing Day on December 26th.
They're very underrepresented.
So we can learn the rich history of Canadian boxers.
Indeed.
Steve?
Yes. Indeed, yes.
All right, Steve, how you doing, my friend?
I'm well, thank you. Yeah, I came in early this morning, got to tell you.
He got up before I did this morning.
Yeah, I was up
before. You got up before Fred?
Yeah, I know.
Fred gets up 2 hours before the Roosters get up.
Yeah, well, I was 3 hours before the Roosters.
So what time did you get up this morning?
My alarm went off at 2.
Why?
Because I had to come in and do the 5 o'clock news in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning.
So how long does it take you to get here?
30, about 45 minutes.
Yeah, you could have stepped to 3 probably. But anyway,
well,
there I go judging again. So so you came in to do the early morning.
I did, and so I'm...
So you're about hitting late afternoon on your body clock right now.
My body clock is telling me it's time to take a nap.
Yeah. Okay.
So just throw something at me if you.
What's your first story?
Drones. I want to talk about drones.
All right.
So the FBI field office in Newark, New Jersey, is telling residents, please do not shoot the drones.
They're nice
like in
drones.
The zoo. Don't feed the animals. Don't feed the bears.
Exactly. Do not shoot down the drones. It's dangerous. It's possibly deadly if they fall on somebody. By the way, they're a fine. Somebody asked our president, the actual president, today about the drones. I want you to hear his response. Listen closely because it's a little hard to hear, but cut 15.
Nothing nefarious, apparently, but they're checking it all out. I think it's just one. There's a lot of drones authorized up there. I think one started and they all got it. Everybody's wanting to get in the deal.
All-Star never would want to get in the deal.
What? You think he's right? Because they haven't been able to tell us what.
Yeah.
Except, only thing I've heard from, quote, authorities, and President Biden may not be an authority on this, but he speaks as one, as President of the United States, is that this is nothing to worry about. That this is not a threat to citizens of New Jersey.
Okay.
Or to our national security. That's what they're telling us.
If they don't know what they are, how do they know that?
Well, by the way, they've said, who said don't shoot them down out of the sky?
The New Jersey FBI field office.
Well, I would say to the New Jersey FBI field office.
Yes.
That gun violence doesn't
listen
to you. So there are guns right now preparing, probably somewhere in New Jersey, to commit an act of gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
Because, huh?
Yes. Probably.
Because it doesn't take a person making a willful choice to pull a trigger. Guns unleash themselves. Thus, we call it gun violence. So I don't think that their warnings will be heeded.
This has been bizarre. When you have people like John Kirby, who is a national defense advisor to the president, going out there and telling people, like you were saying, Steve, we're not sure who is controlling these things, but don't worry, be happy. Everything's all right.
Yeah.
As we have mentioned, some of these drones are as big as SUVs. Now, you don't go to Lowe's or Walmart and buy these kinds of drones, or Best Buy, wherever you buy them. A drone as big as an SUV has got to be controlled by somebody who really knows what they're doing.
That's not a drone. That's a spacecraft almost.
They've got navigation lights on them, and some of them are flying over military bases.
Do they have turn-in signals?
Yes.
Because, I mean, you might, with that kind of crowd in the sky, you may need them. Sorry to joke about that. But,
no.
Who knows? But I would say somebody needs to shoot one of them down to find out what's going on here.
If you're on a military base and one of these big ones are flying over, you shoot it down, you find out who owns it, and what are you up to?
I know. It's an ongoing issue, these drones over New Jersey. It's going to make a great movie.
Yes. Pennsylvania, now Connecticut.
Oh, is it Pennsylvania and Connecticut now?
Wait a minute, didn't we have this movie? Was it a War of the Worlds?
It may have been. go ahead, Steve. What's your next story?
You got a
story outside of the drone?
Yeah, we do. Let's talk a little bit about approval ratings, because Trump's approval rating is around 50% right now. According to Fox News poll. Yeah. Trump's favorable stand at 49%, 50% unfavorable, according to a Marquette survey. And this is his first poll since the election that they published.
That's about right. Probably better than what he had. Listen, Biden was worse in terms of his public. Trump had 44% approval back during his heyday. So that doesn't surprise me.
Biden is
49 now, right?
34.
Biden's at 34?
34%. 66% disapprove.
Well, you know what probably cost him about 10 points? That Biden's approval rating?
What's that?
Well, not only is he irrelevant any longer, except that he is president for the next 3 weeks or whenever the transition is.
Right.
But when he let his son off the hook, for the tax evasion charges and the gun charges, people saw that as special treatment for your son because you're a powerful person, and Americans don't like that. I bet you that cost him 10% of his approval.
Yeah, and the opposition to Joe Biden right now is bipartisan.
Yeah.
You've got Democrats upset about the pardoning and, the 1,500 commutations the other day.
That's true.
And there's more
Which
coming.
Which was a record, right?
It was a record, even more than his old boss, Barack Obama, when he was president. So, I mean, the Democrats have turned against him. The Democratic Party right now is in total disarray.
Yeah.
They are. And we were talking about this off air a little bit, Tim. The question is, which direction is the Democratic Party going to go in the wake of this election? Are they going to draw back, or are they going to go even further left? Because you got radicals inside that Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah.
They believe in climate change. They're not going to change on that front.
Yeah.
They believe in all the transgender issues that are going on right now. They're not going to pull back from that.
They're also very anti-Semitic.
Yes.
They're against the Jews and they're against Israel. Yeah, it's the far left, they got a lot of crazy positions.
Yes.
That they believe in. I say crazy, I mean they're dangerous. Many of them are dangerous. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, and here's one example. I want to take you to California to the Rancho Buena Vista High School in the Vista Unified School District in California. A junior high father's son had an assignment there. A kid had an assignment there from the school. This assignment goes as follows. Activity directions: stand in a circle. Each of you is now gay or lesbian, and you are about to begin your coming out process. You cannot talk for the rest of this activity.
Where'd they do this?
This is at the Rancho Buena Vista High School in California.
What happened?
Well, some parents get upset about it.
I guess so.
But, I mean, what are you supposed to do if you can't talk and come out?
So you're supposed to start acting?
I think that's what they say. I think that's what they're left with.
Yeah, well, some teacher should be fired for doing that
in California?
But then it's California. That's the problem.
Yeah, well.
I mean,
still some sane people in California, in some parts of the country, some parts, not necessarily in L.A. and San Francisco. But you get outside of that, there's still some. So where I don't know where this is. That sounds like it's like Orange County or
I'm going to look it up.
But anyway, so to trying to tell what grade were they in?
Middle school.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be some upset parents right there. And it wouldn't be surprising to me if that teacher didn't get reprimanded or fired for that kind of. Like you said, what are you supposed to do if you can't talk? You're supposed to act out.
That's the only thing I can think of that he wants them to do.
Yeah. All right. What's your next story?
All right. Hey, let's talk about a pastor. I'm not going to name him unless you guys think that I should. This is a pastor in South Carolina, apparently a part of a mega church. And he's got a lot of people to talk to, and he just can't get to all of them. So he has now created the Pastor's Name Minister's Advantage Archive, which is a unique place where people from every background, race, or walk can come together in a place of community and purpose, and I can talk to each one of them individually using AI. This pastor is going to counsel his flock using AI because he can't get to all of them.
How would that go down?
The app users will let users transcend traditional time and access barriers by enabling one-on-one personalized interaction not possible before now. Over 30 years of experience makes the voice of Pastor X an invaluable asset to any leader.
Oh, you can mention his name. I don't care. I mean, we're not disparaging the man personally. Go. What's his name?
It's Pastor Ron Carpenter of Redemption World Outreach Center in Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay, so he's going to use AI.
He's going to use AI to communicate.
That's on the individual who's going to. Okay, well, I don't even know what it is exactly. I do know what AI is. Generally speaking, AI. Okay, if you Google something, if you Google whatever topic you Google, now AI pops up with information about it. Is that AI? Is that what we're talking about?
We are talking about AI, and we're talking about $49 a month if you want to subscribe.
And I read
to the service.
It because it's generally pretty helpful. I'm talking about the information that you get when you Google something.
Did you hear that last though?
What did you say?
The pastor's charging $49 a month for the service.
So subscription based,
right.
Pastoral counseling.
Yes.
Well, I guess he's going to tell you he has to pay for the AI.
That's right.
That's probably what he's going to tell you. I don't know about that.
I'm a parent having problems with my daughter or son. So first, I got to give them the credit card for $49.
And well, let me just say this about that. Okay, like most people, I think my first reaction to that is that just sounds so cold and impersonal.
Yes,
and a pastor shouldn't be doing that. That's my first reaction. But then I think to myself, okay, well, wait a minute. We refer people to books all the time, don't we? If somebody has a problem with alcoholism or drug addiction or whatever the case may be, a lot of us say, well, you need to read this book. I can't help you, but here's a book. Maybe. And some pastors, they're not equipped to help everybody on every topic, and they know that. They know their limitations. So maybe this AI is a way to help people at least get an answer from a pastor on a particular topic. I'm just trying to give them the benefit of the doubt here. Now, the $49, is that like a one-time, or can you
say? It says per month.
Okay, well, you know, I guess he would say, hey, we got to pay for the software some way or another. I don't know. I don't like the idea of having a pastor have a subscription. But you know what? People pay for counseling. If you go to see a psychologist or a counselor, you're going to pull out your credit card. They're going to charge you $100 an hour or whatever like that. So, but it still doesn't sound right for a pastor to have a credit card. Sign up for your credit card.
I'm still not clear how this works. I mean, do you call a phone number and
it says
the pastor's voice appears?
It says it's an app.
It's an app.
It's the Ron Carpenter Ministries Advanced Archive app, which is a unique place where people from every background, race, and walk of life come together in a place of community and purpose.
Yeah. Kumbaya. And I'm ready to sing Kumbaya right there with
that.
There
you go. Huh?
So if you're a male, 50 years of age, press 1.
But you got to speak English.
I guess. Yes. English, Spanish. Press 2.
All right, Steve, next story. Brother, what's his name? What's your brother's name there?
His name is Ron Carpenter.
All right, we'll see how Brother Ron fares with that new endeavor.
Let's do that.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Any Dallas Cowboy fans out there?
They're not admitting it.
Not this year, huh?
No, they're terrible.
President Trump has chosen Herschel Walker to become the ambassador to the Bahamas.
What does the Dallas Cowboys have to do with anything?
He played for the Dallas Cowboys, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did. He played for the. He did. Yes, you're right.
This is a hardship posting.
Yes. So Herschel Walker, many would argue the greatest collegiate running back ever.
Yeah.
Is going to be an ambassador.
An ambassador
to the Bahamas.
To the Bahamas.
Man, if I'm going to get an ambassadorship, that's what I'm signing up for right there. I don't.
First of all, location.
Bahamas,
climate's pretty nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you never hear anything bad going on in the Bahamas.
Except for hurricanes.
The hurricane every now and then.
Yeah, hurricane, yeah.
But, you know, you can fly home to the mainland when that's happening.
Yeah.
So.
I'd take that gig.
That's a pretty nice one.
Ambassador to the Bahamas. Wonder how long it took Herschel to say yes to that one.
Well, probably not long. He's been on Team Trump since the beginning, though.
Yeah, Herschel Walker. Yeah, they're close friends. That goes back to the 80s, where Herschel Walker was a player for what was then the USFL.
That's right, the New Jersey Generals. Donald Trump wanted or did?
He owned it.
Yeah.
Donald Trump owned the New Jersey Generals of the then USFL, which is defunct, I think. At least that version of it went defunct. And Herschel Walker was his star player.
Wow.
Before he went to the Cowboys.
That's a long history then.
Dallas Cowboys. And
the league is somewhere between the NFL and Canadian football.
Okay.
Just it's somewhere in
somewhere
the middle.
In there.
Somewhere in the middle.
But that was in the 80s. That's how Herschel Walker and Donald Trump became friends.
At right 53 and a half yard fields.
Yeah. Yeah. So how old would Herschel Walker be?
He's my age. I'm 61. He's probably 60.
Boy, that's young.
He's probably 62. I'd say 63.
Nice.
Because I think he was a... Huh? When, am I right?
He is 62.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. He was probably a 1980 graduate high school. No, 79 probably.
I'm 64 and I was 78. Okay. So he'd be
80. But, just a phenomenal athlete. And Herschel Walker actually went on to, after his professional football career, he went on to be an Olympian on the what do you call that, bobsled team?
He did, didn't he?
The American bobsled team.
You remember a whole lot more than I do.
Really?
Yeah. He was on the American bobsled team, even though he's from Georgia. After he got there, and he did some kind of kickboxing or something like that. I don't know. But just a phenomenal athlete. Herschel Walker didn't ever have as much success in the professional football as he did in college for Georgia.
He had a martial arts career, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah. I taught him that.
Did you?
Yeah.
He was a fifth degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Yeah, I couldn't take him to that level, but we got, I think, green.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago right there. All right, but anyway, Herschel Walker will be our new ambassador to the Bahamas after he gets through. Now, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yeah.
Is she the former girlfriend of Don Jr. now?
The former girlfriend of Don
Jr. They broke up.
They did. Everybody says it's amicable.
She's off to Greece.
They shipped her off to Greece. And now everybody's saying, don't feel sorry for her. It's not like they're trying to get rid of her. Everybody's still friendly.
But she's going to be the ambassador to Greece under the Trump administration, right?
Yes.
So that gets her out of the country.
Another hardship posting.
Who said what now? Who said Don Jr. said something? Or
Everybody around that situation that I'm hearing says that it was an amicable separation, that nobody's upset with anybody.
So they never got married, right?
No, they didn't.
No.
They're not exiling her, is what they said.
And she did a great job raising money for the Trump campaign.
Oh, yeah.
She was very good.
Sure.
So,
sure,
I
but
get
she,
that's
her, her and Don, she and Don Jr., her and Don Jr., she and Don Jr. have been, they've been an item. Like what, 2 or 3 years, something like that?
Yes, seen together frequently.
So they're separating, not a divorce, just a girlfriend boyfriend.
Yeah, they broke up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you don't have. I'm saddened about that at all, Steve. Do you care?
I don't have a dog in that fight in the least.
A dog in that fight. All right, we got a minute left. What about the pigs on planes story?
Oh yeah.
Do you have that one?
I do. It's on my phone.
The pigs on planes story, ladies and gentlemen.
So,
this is real.
It is real. Is not Israel. It is real. If I can find my...
I know that.
It was a KLM flight, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
A KLM flight, which is the Dutch airline from Amsterdam. They were going to...
Mexico City.
Mexico.
And it made an emergency landing in the Bahamas to see Herschel Walker. And it's because they had... passengers started smelling something a little foul. And by foul, I mean pig.
Mm. Yeah, they had, like, how many pigs were on there, Fred?
100 pigs at the cargo bay.
I've never heard of such. You got 100 pigs on a plane with human passengers as your primary.
Yeah, I've heard of cargo planes.
Yeah, no.
Hauling animals.
Yes,
but not passenger planes.
Well, maybe one pig.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy went to Mexico City.
But the smell got so bad in the cabin, in the cockpit, that the pilots said, we're going to have an emergency landing. And then they got all the pigs and the people off.
Yeah.
And KLM couldn't figure this out, that this might be a problem.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, hour six into the flight.
I was 100 doubt, pigs. You see, their stock dropped today. Yeah, I've never heard of 100 pigs on a passenger plane. Huh?
That's a new movie, Pigs on a Plane. They had snakes on them. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the program today. We hope you have a great Wednesday. Rest of your Wednesday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.